Hey, saucy but sweet fam. Welcome back to your favorite podcast. We are once again taking up the airwaves. Last year on the podcast, we referred to summer 2020 as Hot Rona Summer. But this year, for those like me who are fully vaccinated, we have walked into a whole new sphere. Yep, it's summer 2021, aka Hot Vaccinated Summer. Listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson, a podcast where nothing is off limits, where we talk about everything from romance, sex, pop culture, and everything in between. Sit back, relax, and enjoy an unfiltered time where we keep it sweet and always saucy. This week, we got a triple threat joining us, my girl, Carla Arroyo. We are thrilled to have her on.
Yes, so we are back with the podcast. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Carla, for coming on. It's been like a year since I've seen you, which is insane to me. How time has just flown. So yeah, can you just kind of introduce yourself for those who don't know you?
Hello, everyone. My name is Carla Arroyo. I am from the Bronx, New York. Well, I'm from Washington Heights, but I've been in the Bronx long enough, so I'm a resident now. And I'm Dominican. I'm a runner, a fitness enthusiast, and I just like trying new things. A little bit more about my professional side. I recently graduated with my master's degree from the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I got my MA in social journalism.
Yes.
And now I am a community manager at Group SJR, where I handle and I lead all the social media strategy, the content, and pretty much just help sourcing images and just, you know, building a community within certain brands. And that's what I'm doing now, and I'm very excited. I started last week, so that's what I've been up to.
Dope. And we both graduated with our masters from CUNY. Shout out to CUNY.
Woo.
Yeah, it was a long road, you know, and that's why I've taken a little break from the podcast. It was tough. It was really tough balancing my capstone, my classes, finding jobs. And I know you also can speak to this too. It was insane.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So you did mention that you're a fitness enthusiast. And I have to say, you have been an inspiration to me and many others, especially in a pandemic when there's a pandemic weight coming, and it came and it's staying. You know what I mean? So yeah, I know you've been kicking ass at the gym and stuff like that. And I'm curious, because for me, I haven't been going to the gym because I don't know how I can go to the gym with a mask on. I just would die.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
Yeah. How have you been keeping up the stamina, like getting up and doing this every day during a time where it's so easy to just be lazy?
Right. So I'll start off by saying, I've tried fitness many different times in my life and I have failed. I'll try it for 2 months. I'll be super strong and then I'll let go, and then years will go by and then I'll try it again. So I was in a toxic relationship in 2017 to about 2018, and it ended in late 2018, November to be exact. And after that, I just decided, I'm like, yo, like, I've spent too much time depending on a man to make sure that my emotional stability is okay. And in reality, I never took time to focus on myself. So I remember that great feeling and that rush I would get from going to the gym. So I'm like, you know what? Let me do something for myself for once. And with that came, you're going to commit to this forever. And I know forever sounds crazy, but I thought to myself, because initially I was like, oh, I'm going to work out for 3 months, get in shape for the summer, and then that's it. And now in retrospect, I'm like, I laugh at myself, because think about it. What's the point of busting your ass in the gym for 3 months, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, to then just let that all go just because you already accomplished your goal? So with fitness, being that I see it as a thing that's constantly changing and it's already a part of my lifestyle and schedule, once coronavirus hit, nothing was going to change for me. In fact, I was actually working out harder when the virus hit and when I was on lockdown, because I had more time to be home and experiment and like try out new workouts without people watching me. I will say this, you do get used to the whole mask thing. I will say that weight training and cardio is very different for the mask. So weight training, you're not moving as rapidly, so you're not running out of breath constantly, so you can kind of breathe. But with cardio, it is hard. And I will say, luckily my gym has like a private theater room, so whenever there's no one in there, I'll just have my mask down. And whenever someone comes in, I'll just put it back up, you know? But even when I'm running on the treadmill that's like around people, I'll just like have, if I'm being honest, because I'm going to keep it a buck, I just keep it a little bit like below my nose.
Let's keep it honest. You know what? I like that you say it. I love that you say that, because when I see people just like pretending like they have their mask on the entire time, and I'm like, yeah, okay. For me, I've been going to my dad's. Thank God he has a treadmill. He's a house. I have an apartment, so I do some of my workouts at home in the living room. I go up and down the stairs in my building. I go from like the lobby to the 7th floor and I run. Just bought an Apple Watch, so now I can see how many calories I burn. Yes. But I think the hardest part, yes, Apple Watch gang. The hardest part though, I think, is gaining the weight, right? And then like seeing everyone on Instagram and Twitter look a certain way and, you know, noticing like, cause for me, I've always been a stick, nothing. And now I'm like, oh, okay. I see this in the mirror. Ooh, that wasn't there yesterday.
I'm dead.
And it's hard not to obsess. You know what I mean? That's why I wanted to start working out again, so that I could not obsess as much. Just like do it, get up like you. Do your thing. And I want to know, like, who are your fitness inspirations? Because you're mine, but like, who do you look at that's like, I gotta do this, you know?
So I'm glad you asked that question, because I used to have the same feelings about social media as you did. Just about a few months ago or a year ago, I would always compare myself to people. And I realized that that was a fault, because first of all, everyone has their own journey. Second of all, and most importantly, everyone has a different body composition. So what works for them may not work for you, which is one reason I decided to stay away from like the social media pages. And once I started enjoying my own journey, I impressed over who worked out today and who and if I didn't. Because before I would be like, oh my god, like this person on my Apple Watch. And by the way, we can add each other as friends, so we can hold each other accountable.
Really?
Yeah,
I like that.
When I wouldn't work out and I see that my friend had a workout, I'm like, shit, like now I have to work out. And like in my head, I was secretly competing, which is not a bad thing. Like having a little bit of competition is good if you're gonna work out, right? But I realized, yo, like it's my day to rest. Why do I feel like I need to compete with you and work out? So as far as inspirations, I do have a few. One of them that comes to mind, her Twitter is Flex with Lex. She also has Instagram too. I can send it to you. And she inspires me because I guess I would say similar physique, in the sense that, you know, like a flatter stomach and, you know, like glutes are a little, I guess, popping, I guess. And like very muscular. So I'm like, okay, like I feel like this is something, this is like kind of like a point of reference that I can like allude to sometimes. And if I'm being honest, others don't really come to mind right now, because I've decided to stay away from that. I specifically chose to just focus on my own journey.
I feel you. You know, our mental health is so important. And I feel like with social media, which is why Instagram, I need to really put that down a lot more than I do, because it really messes with you. You know what I mean? And you're worrying so much about other people. Like you were saying, you're not focusing on yourself, and that's so dangerous. And now it's summer. People want the summer body. And it's like, you know, well, the perfect summer body is not the same thing for everyone.
Yeah.
So speaking of like summer body and all of that, I consider the last summer kind of like the lost summer, because there was so much I wanted to do. And because the vaccines weren't out and now they're out, I feel like people are really kind of going to go wild, which I do not think people should go too wild.
Right, right.
But I'm just curious, like, what are you looking forward to this summer? Like now I call it hot vaccinated summer.
Yes.
Will you be doing some of the things that you didn't do last summer, or last summer did you enjoy yourself as well?
I will say I had a lit ass summer last summer. I had so much fun. Like, I made it work. I don't know how I made it work. I stayed COVID free. I had a lot of fun, because I'm the type of person, I work with what I have. I'm not one to always complain. And don't get me wrong, the virus has made me enjoy staying at home more. So like now on sunny days, I'm not even pressed that I'm not outside, because I'm home chilling, maybe getting ready for work, for a project, or working out. For this summer, I am vaccinated, so I do feel safer going out to like different types of environments. I'm mainly looking forward to, you know, working. This sounds weird because people are like, why are you thinking about work? But I'm a Virgo, you know, workaholic.
That money bag is important though. I mean, it doesn't sound weird to me.
Right, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to continuing my fitness journey, of course. Just looking forward to adventure, and most importantly, becoming more comfortable in my environment again. Cause one main trigger for my anxiety is like where I live. I live in Highbridge, the Bronx. Super dangerous. Just, I've been living there forever. I'm just over it. I'm really over it, if I'm being honest. And I'm just looking forward to just kind of branching out and just like finding myself again in a place where I'm not so anxious about what's around me.
And just being a young woman in New York City.
Yeah, so I'm just not setting expectations. I'm just going with the flow.
Do you want to like travel outside the city? Are you going to like maybe go outside the country this year? I don't know if you did that last year.
Yeah, I went to Mexico for my birthday last year. That was in September. So that was around the time where COVID was more, I don't want to say a standstill, but it just wasn't as, like the cases were just significantly lower than they were in March. Just me and my homegirl. And we stayed pretty low key. We weren't like in the mix or anything like that. I just came back from Puerto Rico last week. 2 weeks ago. Yeah, last week. Time is distorted. I plan to travel throughout the country. I'm actually planning to go to New Orleans later this month. And yeah, I just want to travel throughout the states. And for my birthday this year, I am planning to go to Greece. So let's see how that goes.
No way. That's literally, I've been telling everyone, I want my honeymoon in Greece.
Oh my God. Great minds think alike.
And I've been dying to go to New Orleans. Unfortunately, because of COVID, they wouldn't be having the festivals. But I had wanted to go to like Mardi Gras at one point.
Nice.
You know, I also am planning to go to LA this summer again. I've heard either people hate it or love it. There's no like in between.
I've heard that too. I've never been. I was going to go, but it got canceled because of COVID. But I think I'd like it.
People there are so much nicer than New Yorkers. So it is quite an adjustment.
Yes, that is definitely a conversation we can touch base on because I have a lot of feelings about like the whole New Yorker stereotype because I do fall into it sometimes. Like I'm a very fast paced person. That's just the culture of New York. So like I'm the type, I'll get annoyed if I see someone just like walking really slow on the street. Like I'll start sucking my teeth. I'll like bump them because it's just the New York thing. It's not coming from a mean place. It's just like, bro, this is not the place to be going on a stroll. Like if you want to do that, go to Central Park. Like, don't do that in these streets.
We're native New Yorkers, I get
Yeah,
it.
Like, bye.
Yeah, I found people in LA to be just more friendlier. It's just the vibe.
The vibe.
And then the warmth. And I really like it. I like the idea of driving everywhere. I take the train everywhere. So it's just something different for me.
Nice.
The thing is, like, I feel like I've been hanging out with friends. I've been having a good time. And I'm happy that it's not, like before, in the beginning of the pandemic last year, it was definitely more lonely. It was definitely more just me at home. And I'm not the type of person who likes to be at home all the time. I have to constantly be doing things. And so it was an adjustment for me. But now that things are a lot better, and I can go out with my friends, and smoke a little weed, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that kind of stuff. It just feels, I'm like, oh, I can feel, like I can breathe again. And it feels beautiful. And I think this summer is going to be that for me more than last summer was.
No, for sure. Yeah, there were more restrictions last summer and we hadn't even had the vaccine rolled out. So I think a lot of people are feeling safer and more comfortable now.
Yeah, for sure. And so another thing I wanted to bring up, because, you know, I'm a big fan of the hot girl summer, hot boy summer.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I haven't had like a huge hoe phase in my life. I think my hoe phase was like a summer. I think it was 2019 summer.
Yeah, I get that. I feel the same way.
I want to know, like, do you think it's possible to really, in these times, have like a true hot girl summer or like hoe phase? Or do you feel like it's kind of not the time? Because some people are like, I don't know. You know, have you been vaccinated? You know, stuff like that. Like, how are you feeling about that?
You're saying like in terms of like the virus or just like in general?
Like having like a whole phase or a hot girl summer while we have this virus out. You know, even if we're vaccinated, this thing is still out here. Like, is this something that could really happen or should be happening or should we kind of hold the reins on that?
I would say do what makes you feel the most comfortable.
Okay.
Perfect example. Last summer, yeah, I had a whole phase last summer. I have whole phases every couple years. They're fun. Yeah, they're super fun. But I do like that. I know when it's time to work and when it's time to like now that I finally got my job and it's secured, I'm like, okay, slowly I can start like prepping for my hot girl summer,
okay.
You know, because I accomplished that. But had I not gotten my job yet, oh no, it was still grind time until I get that job. Because that was my main goal. And you know, sometimes men can be distractions. If they're showing you red flags from the jump and you still move forward and thinking, oh, I can change him, girl, you setting yourself up. Like, don't do it. Yeah. But I would say, okay, so last summer I was on Hinge on the dating app. I went out on a few dates, and what I did was we just had outdoor dates. I had biking dates, running dates. We were outside, so we made it work. Like, nobody went to nobody's crib. Like, it was chill. So you can do that.
Okay.
Let's go biking. And personally, I love workout first dates because you get to see me without makeup. And two, like, we're in a setting where it's like we're both challenging each other, but it's healthy. I remember one time I went out on a date with this guy from Hinge. We didn't work out, but we're cool. Like, we still have each other on, like, WhatsApp, and, like, we'll talk occasionally. That's what dating is. You can't be salty if it don't work out.
That's true.
It's just shit. Maybe sometimes you'll gain a great friend, you know? So point is, he told me when we were planning the date, he was like, okay, let's go work out at this track at the park. And then he was like, that way, if we end up hating each other, at least we worked out. I'm like, you're right. You see, I like your energy. That's cool. So yeah, I would just recommend if you don't feel too comfortable because of the virus, just do like outdoor things. Or if you don't really care about the virus and you're not really scared, still same thing applies. Do what makes you feel comfortable. If you want to talk to five guys or whatever, and I'm in no way like promoting that you should talk to a lot of people. I'm just saying if that's what you want to do because you feel safe, and they feel safe, go for it.
Do what works for you.
I'm not on dating apps right now. But like, let's say if I were to go back, I'd put like fully vaccinated. LOL. It sounds funny, but like no funny shit. If I see someone saying that someone's fully vaccinated, I like that. Because I recently saw on Twitter, people always got some shit to say. Oh, why do y'all feel the need to post that y'all vaccinated? Okay, first of all, okay, I don't agree with posting your card because it has like, you know, detailed information. But you know, post a sticker or post like a picture of you getting it. And it's like, that's raising a awareness though. Like, what if I saw that you posted today you got vaccinated? I'm like, okay, now if I chill with Allie, I know we're both vaccinated and I'm not really worried.
Yeah.
People always got some shit to say, but point is that if you want to put that on your dating app or whatever, have that as a disclaimer, you have every right to say, I don't feel comfortable with hanging out with people who are not tested or are not vaccinated. You have the rights to say whatever you want. But I think I'm gonna have a hot girl summer.
I feel I have kind of, I don't want to say dated, but I've had a little situation, you know, over the pandemic, or two situations. And I realize hot girl summer sounds awesome and I'm not downplaying that. But like, I realize in my last experiences with people that I'm not a casual person, nor do I want to continue giving off the vibe to somebody. Oh, hey, sure, this is casual. That's fine. And I don't know whether I've given off that vibe to the people. Because I've gotten that, and it's always been, to me, like, disappointing. And although I think sex is important, and I, trust me, on this podcast, we are very honest and very sex positive on this podcast, and I love it, okay? It's almost like I'm yearning for, and something I've always yearned for is, like, the relationship and then sex within that relationship. So, okay. Be physical. I told my friend yesterday, I'm the type of person that's very physical. I'm not someone who will cut the physical stuff off in a relationship. I like that. I'm looking for like, a hot girl relationship summer or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like jumping into like a relationship, something that's something I would like, virus or not virus, you know?
For sure. Yeah, I think I'm entering the summer with no expectations. Sometimes you just have to like let shit happen, like plan it, but like still, you know, be willing to go with the flow. So that's how I feel about the summer. I'm just kind of going with it and seeing where it goes. Yeah,
I want to kick myself because my friend invited me to go to Mexico with her, and she's going with some friends, and she's like, oh, do you want to go? And I was like, well, no, because I don't know these people. At the time, I wasn't vaccinated. I didn't know when we'd be vaccinated. At that point, I thought that I'd be vaccinated maybe in July, God forbid. That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no. But even though I really wanted to, and I think they were going to share like one room, I don't think they were going to be different rooms.
Oh, yeah, that's tricky.
Now I feel kind of more comfortable with the idea, and now it's like too late. And I'm like, damn, I could have gone to Tulum. I could have been in Tulum.
It's okay. There's always going to be more opportunities. Like sometimes you may think that you're missing out on something, and sometimes it's, you know, it's for a reason. It doesn't have to be such a symbolic reason, but it could just be like, you know, for example, I had a friend that he was supposed to go to Puerto Rico too, not with us, but he was going to be there at the same time and we were all going to link up, and he ended up getting the virus, so he couldn't go. And I saw him last night and he was like, yo, like, damn, I wish I would have gone to PR, but I had gotten the virus. I'm like, honestly, you didn't really miss out on much. Like, It was a fun trip, but it was just chill fun. So, you know, like, I think sometimes people think that certain trips are going to be super epic, and if they're not there, they're missing out. But Miami will always be there. So will Tulum. So will Puerto Rico. So will Cali. So I just think of, like, shit will always be there, and it just makes me feel like I'm not missing out.
For sure. And I'm telling you, the fact that you say you're going to Greece.
I want to. I haven't booked anything yet, but I think I can make it happen.
Yeah, I've never been to Europe before, so I've always wanted to go to Europe. And I mean, also, I always wanted to go to LA, you know, before I went 2 years ago, I'd always wanted to go. And so I made that happen. And that was the most fun I've ever had. That was before virus, before masks, before thinking about things. And now looking back, it's like, damn, I missed that feeling, you know. And I did go to Cancun in 2017. And let me tell you, I did have a hot girl summer. That was a good time. I'll just say that. It was a good time.
I'm glad you enjoyed.
Thank you so much for coming on. And obviously, you can come on whenever you want. let a girl know.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here. And honestly, I've been having a great conversation with you. And I'm just looking forward to the next time. Saucy but sweet.
Before we go, I wanted to introduce a new segment on the show we call Saucy But Sweet Tune of the Week, where we spotlight up-and-coming artists doing their thing. There are so many talented artists out here who deserve to be recognized. Every so often, we will listen to a new song by an artist and hear them talk about their craft and what inspires them. This week, we will be spotlighting Kayana. You may remember we gave Kayana a shout-out late last year before New Year's Eve on our Instagram page. Keep up with Kayana on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, and check out her music on YouTube and Spotify. Here is Kayana.
Hello, I am Kayana. I am a 23-year-old independent artist from Oceanside, California. I wrote the song 6 Feet during the pandemic last year while we were on lockdown. My idea was to basically make the perfect pandemic jingle. I really wanted to make my song a time capsule for 2020, a song that really captured the times and how I felt in that moment. My intention was to write an upbeat bop that still had a message and significance to me as a Black woman. I honestly wrote 6 Feet out of frustration seeing so many Black men and women die at the hands of police brutality, seeing George Floyd, hearing about Breonna Taylor, and so many more. It really affected my anxiety last year with going out. I really didn't want to leave my house. So I took my frustrations and anxiety and channeled it creatively. Being that we were on lockdown as well, that gave me a lot of time to sit, think, and write and be able to create a song like 6 Feet. I am heavily inspired by many artists. I love Queen B, Miss Beyonce, love Missy Elliott, Miss Lauryn Hill, Alicia Keys, Aaliyah, Indiari. Thank you so much for wanting to play my song. Here it is, 6 Feet by Kayana.
That produced gold, diamonds, and melanin. Yet they try to minimize and portray us as 3/5 of a human. With or without a pandemic, yeah, I like my space. Keep hand sanitizing on me at all times just in case. I've been praying, meditating, vision clearer. Double texting my own stuff inside the mirror. Working out, trying to get my mixed alienies. Only one thing from these haters that I really need. Give me 6 feet, 6 feet. Give me. Space and presence. If you don't like me, then please don't try to be fake. Give me 6 feet and stay away from my face. Heavenly Father told me don't throw pearls before swine. Only thing you can't get back in this life is your time. The more money I make, the more I'm on my Q's and my P's. If you don't bring peace at this point in my life, you can leave, yeah. Cause I've been praying, meditating, vision clearer. Double texting my own stuff inside the mirror. Working out, trying to get my mixed alien needs. Only one thing from these haters that I really need. Give me 6 feet. Give me. Six feet.
And that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson.